Sacred Hunger by Barry Unsworth, read by David Rintoul. Some safer world in depths of woods embraced, some happier island in a watery waste. Alexander Pope. Prologue. According to Charles Townsend Mather, the mulatto was dark amber in colour and grey-haired and nearly blind. He was small-boned and delicately made, and he had a way of tilting his head up when he spoke, as if seeking to admit more light to the curdled crystals of his eyes. He was an old plantation slave from Carolina, freed when he was past work and turned off the land. In the spring and summer of 1832, he was begging every day in the streets of New Orleans and down on the waterfront. He would wait on the quayside for paid-off sailors, to whom some clouded impulse of pity or contempt might come. He was a talker. Whether there was anyone to hear or not, he went on muttering or shouting the details of his life. His slave name was Luther. Then Sawdust was added because an overseer made him eat sawdust once to discourage him from answering back. It seemed he had always been a talker. So, Luther Sawdust. But in the bars along the waterfront, he was known as the Paradise Nigger. He lived on scraps and spent what he had in the bars, where he was suffered for his gifts as an entertainer until he got too drunk. People bought rum for him. He became something of an institution. He would sometimes play a tune on an old harmonica that he wore slung round his neck, or sing a song of the plantations. But mainly he talked of a Liverpool ship, of a white father who had been a doctor aboard her and had never died, a childhood of wonders in a place of eternal sunshine.